When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If it's happening in sports in Saskatchewan, we've got it covered. The all-new Sports Cage. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll-free 1-866-767-0620. On your radio at 620 CKRM and online at sportscage.com.
Saskatchewan, it is the Sports Cage live from Wilcox, Saskatchewan, and the College of Notre Dame. Barney Schenker, Chris Masaryk, we're waiting for Sharky to show up to join us. It is going to be an awesome day. It's the 7th annual, it's a Hounds Thing Day, a day of giving to raise funds for Notre Dame Hounds Fund. The goal is $125,000 in one day from Notre Dame alumni and friends. That's where you come in as the friends. Hounds Fund, a lot of different things. Academic tutoring programs, living arts, drama, athletic equipment. The big thing, student bursary. 50% of the kids, the student athletes that go here are on bursaries. I call it financial aid, semantics. It's an important day for Notre Dame. We're going to get into it for the next 3 hours. It's going to be a lot of fun, very educational. I've been here for an hour and I'm like a sponge absorbing everything. The alumni, when it comes to hockey, runs deep.
I think we said on the show today, three Stanley Cup champions. One of them is on the line. It's Jaden Schwartz, who is an alumni of the Notre Dame Hounds. Jaden, since this is for alumni and friends today, the Hounds Thing Day, any friends you'd like to call out on the air that we could rattle their wallet and they could lead off the donations here as we get closer to $125,000? Throw us a name. Who's a rich guy that you golf with that could probably pony up a few dollars for us? How you doing, Jaden? How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
So we're going to go, all the alumni that are joining us today, we go back. The thing about you spent 5 years at Notre Dame here. I understand your family moved here. Your sister Mandy was here. Like, you're a guy that spent a lot of time here and kind of those formative years, right, where you're growing.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it there. I was, very lucky and fortunate to be there as long as I was. As you guys were saying, like, everywhere you go, you kind of run into, people who went to school there. I play in Seattle here with Eberle, who went to school there, and there's, coaches around the league. So in my profession, I see a lot of Notre Dame alumni, which is pretty cool. We were there for, our family moved there because, my brother and sister also went there who were older than me, and financially it just made more sense for us to be there. So my parents kind of sacrificed moving out there. They had a little bit of a commute to get to Regina for their work, but just made more sense for us to be there and all be together. And we loved it there. We had an amazing time. Like you said, at that age, you're really growing and learning. And, we felt that all the teachers and the staff and the coaches, were really important at that age, and they really worked hard at excelling us. And then just our, the students and peers and teammates around you, they were all, looking to get better as well and improve. And it was a very tight-knit community. Everyone was very close, and, staff and mm-hmm. students as well. So we loved being there. I actually went to the Wilcox elementary school for a couple of years before Notre Dame, which is a pretty fun experience as well there. but just a really awesome place. I still keep in touch with numerous people from there. Obviously I don't get to see it as much because everyone who goes there is kind of from different areas. But I feel like anyone who I talk to about Notre Dame, we always talk of, how it was kind of the glory days. We always bring up a lot of good memories from there.
It's the all-new Sports Cage. We're live in Wilcox. It's a Hounds thing day. We're raising money for the Notre Dame Hounds Fund. Stanley Cup champion Jaden Schwartz is on with us. Now, one of the things about today is we're actually bringing on current students to ask alumni questions. So Jaden is sitting here with us. Jaden, welcome to the Sports Cage. What is your question for Jaden Schwartz?
Jaden Schwartz, my question today is, obviously, you've played against a bunch of really great guys like Makar, McDavid, you know, so on and so forth, but who's the most, like, individual talent, the best guy you've played against?
Oh, that's a good question. There's so many good players. I'd say on defense, I'd say Makar for sure. He's a special talent. There's a lot of good ones, but he kind of seems to do things a little bit differently back there. And then up front, I mean, there's a lot. Obviously, McKinnon, McDavid are two of the best. One guy who people don't talk about that much is Kaprizov in Minnesota. I think he's a really good player that a lot of people don't talk about. Tough question.
Jaden just put his hand up. He's already a sports radio pro. When to talk, he wants to ask you another question. Jaden, fire away.
Yeah, one more. Out of all the guys you've played with, Who do you like playing with the most, like, just with individual skill, you know, passes the puck great, gets the puck to you, you know, getting the puck to them, you guys just have some automatic chemistry. How's that? Who's the best guy you've ever...
The best guy I've ever played with? That's a good question as well. Paul Stastny was a really good centerman. He was in the league for a very long time. Braden Schenny currently in St. Louis. I played at those two quite a bit in St. Louis, you know, growing up. So I'd say centerman, and then obviously Vladdy Tarasenko was on the right wing for most of those years as well. So I spent a lot of time with those guys.
Jaden, really, really good questions. What do you play?
I play for the Hounds. I play U18.
U18?
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, good questions, my man. Jaden, back to you. I just had a quick tour. So, you know, a lot of people, how do you paint the picture for Notre Dame when you talk to people and they maybe say, hey, you know, my kid's thinking or we're thinking about sending someone to Notre Dame. How do you paint the picture, a guy that spent so much time here, about this special place?
Well, it's just amazing place for kids to go to really learn and grow and stay busy. I mean, you're with your friends all the time. You're in the classroom for a lot of the day. And then when you're not in the classroom, you're either, you know, doing sports, whether it's hockey or baseball. You know, football was big when I was there. I'm not sure exactly, you know, they might have some new things there. But I feel like everything
they have esports. They have esports now, Jaden. Like there's kids here doing esports. It's mind-boggling to me.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of different things. I think there's a music program. There's track and field. So I just find you're always busy in a good way. Like you're really learning how to manage your time. You know, you're excelling. They have like hours set out for, you know, for you to do homework. And I find as a kid at that age, if you need help in school or certain areas, there's always help around you. There's, whether it's students or the teachers really spend extra time, you know, helping and looking to excel you. So I just found it was a place where you really built amazing friendships, you know, that really lasts a lifetime. You're together with them. It's kind of like a big family there. And, you know, you're able to do a lot of things while you're there. We were very lucky to be there, and everyone that I talk to, it's like people who don't go there, it's like, it's kind of hard to explain the feeling you get when you actually go there to people who don't go there. It's just a different place in the best way possible for a kid to be.
Okay. So you're one of the, we'll wrap up on this. You're one of the precious few people on this earth that has their name on the Stanley Cup. Back in 2019, the St. Louis Blues, that was a magical run in this year's NHL playoffs. Do you have a dog in this fight, or who do you think in another couple months here could be raising the Stanley Cup?
That's a good question. I haven't actually seen a lot of it I haven't really seen much of the first round, but I thought Dallas was a really good team, tough to play against. So I thought they had a good chance to come out of the West, and then in the East, I thought probably Carolina or Florida. So I'd say Dallas right now, but those couple teams in the East are pretty good.
All right, it's Jaden Schwartz. Hey, man, thank you. We appreciate it. Jaden is an alumni of Notre Dame, was here from 2005 to 2010. He is a Seattle Kraken. He's the assistant captain on the hockey team and just one of the many alumni we'll be chatting with here throughout the afternoon. It's a Hounds Day thing. We're going to take a break. We are live in Wilcox. It's the all-new Sports Cage on 620 CKRM.